Arizona's Afternoon News with Mac and Gatos. The Big Four at Four.
Big Four at Four.
Four at Four.
Four big and blockbuster stories that you need to hear.
Big Story One.
Mountain Point's Justin Hager is accused of emailing critical strategies and plays to opposing coaches.
Hager decided to quit before the district could fire him, but the board decided not to let him off the hook so easily.
All right, now we've got more news about this disgraced high school coach caught betraying his own team. I mean, where do we even start? I actually think that we should start with, well, in a second, he may finally get the punishment he deserves, but didn't you want some reporter to go to his house, Mac, and...
I wanted him confronted.
Grilled.
Yeah.
Confronted.
Yeah, and the first question would be,
what's your first question? Are you this loser? Yeah.
No. Okay.
Don't use the term lightweight and loser that way anymore.
It's a term of endearment. I just said loser.
Don't use that word. I would say he is a Benedict Arnold. So if you... There was a 12 News, I believe, reporter who found this guy's house. This is what I've been waiting for.
Yeah. And confronted him.
And they're going to knock on the door.
Yep.
And they're going to bring this coach out, and they're going to throttle the guy, right?
Right, verbally, with questions.
Verbally throttle him. This is what happened.
Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
Oh, that's a... That's it.
That was it.
So let me explain it.
I think we know what happened.
He answered the door.
Yeah, and he said...
He's on a phone.
Yeah, and he said
His eyes are wide open because he's like, oh my goodness, I see a TV camera.
Right.
He gets asked the question, right?
Yeah. Hi, are you Justin Hager?
No.
He says no, and then he closes the door. So not only does he betray his own team, not only does he give plays to the opposing coaches, but now he's a liar. He won't even admit that he's this miserable human being.
You know what?
What?
I don't blame him for this.
Oh, you know what?
I blame the reporter.
All right.
Okay. You know what? I know.
Oh boy.
She did the best job she could.
Well, he slammed the door in her face.
That's why you wear, steel toe shoes as a reporter, so you can stick your foot in there
and say, you're gonna answer my questions.
There you go.
And if you don't like the questions,
tough.
I'm going to put a boot in you.
There you go. You wear those Doc Martens for a reason. So the first thing she said is never ask. Don't ask.
Assume.
Hey, are you? No, just say, hey. Hey, you, coach.
Are you this bad person?
No. Don't ask. Don't ask because then you can say no.
Oh, how about this? You're the bad person that.
Right.
Okay.
What's your response? What's your response to giving away all the plays?
Yeah. And putting kids' health at harm.
There you go.
There you go. Okay.
Instead of, hey, are you Justin Bieber? No.
Justin Bieber?
That's what it sounds like.
Okay. Justin Hager. So I wonder if he's packing the house up and he's getting out of town.
He looked like he was kind of busy.
It did look like he was kind of busy, and maybe there were some moving trucks in front of his house.
Not even going to do the yard sale. He's just going to pack it all up and move.
Hey, Justin, if you're listening, I'll drive your sorry rear end to the airport, and I'd be happy to get you out of town. I'm just saying.
I think would do even better if you just drove the moving truck to the next state
wherever you'd like to go, I will move it. You're listening to the Big Four at Four. Four big blockbuster stories. Big Story One is about disgraced Mountain Point assistant coach. He betrayed his own team. Now let's talk about, is he finally going to get the punishment he deserves? Because, he deserves something.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we brought that up. What could you do to this man?
You throttle him.
Well, besides a physical altercation.
Verbally throttle him.
What?
Give him a noogie.
What?
That's what I would do.
What are you now in high school?
I'd give him a purple nurple is what I would do.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, that would really teach him. And then put you in a four-figure leg lock or whatever it's called. So anyway.
It's a figure four leg lock.
There you go.
Get the wrestling term correct.
Hey, well, at least I kind of sort of knew what you were talking about. So here's what we tried to figure out.
Yes.
Could you get this guy on some kind of list, some kind of website, some kind of indicator that says, this guy turned on his own team? Well, now we have an answer.
Yeah. The Tempe Union High School District's Board of Governors did not accept his resignation. What does that mean? Because he tried to resign. They won't let him.
Right.
The rare decision not to accept Hager's resignation means he is still an employee. But now the district can formally fire him, potentially putting his teaching certificate in question.
Okay, if he were to leave on his own, they couldn't put his teaching certificate, hanging in the balance. They wouldn't.
Yeah, they couldn't. They couldn't say it's null and void.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So a formal termination requires the district to report their charges to the state.
Right.
which regulates all teaching certificates. The move by the board could potentially give the state reason to revoke Hager's certificate for good. They will take it away.
I guess just in this state, though.
He cannot take – right.
Right.
He cannot get it back. So technically, he's not allowed to quit without approval from the governing board.
There you go.
So he is now still an employee. He has not quit. He's still an employee. You know what I would do?
Yeah.
You know,
I know.
You
throttle him.
No, no, let's move on past that. If he's still an employee, that means he works for me and that he still works for this school.
Okay.
Okay. And he gave all the plays away to football coaches.
Yeah.
Can we make him the tackling dummy?
Ooh.
And just let the kids, everybody gets a shot at this guy.
Hey, it's football season,
is
right?
Is that a bad lesson to kids? No.
No.
I'm just wondering.
No. You know, this happened to me.
I'm coming from a place of anger, Mac.
You should.
So I don't know if I'm thinking completely
straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. This happened to me when I was 16. I worked at a supermarket.
You were
and
a tackling dummy?
No, worse. They said I was quitting, or I told them I was quitting.
Mm-hmm.
They made me wash the entire supermarket with a mop and a bucket by myself, and then they made me clean the bathrooms, which they made sure needed to be cleaned.
Oh.
Now, see, usually I would be the guy to stand up and say, "Hey, no, let's not do that.
Yeah.
Don't go to that level." This time, I would do it. I would make sure that I would eat some, Thai food or Indian food.
We got it.
Hand him a toothbrush, and go at it, young man.
Okay.
That's your punishment.
Thai
food's very good.
Okay, I bet it is. With Bruce and Pamela today, David Hines joined them. He's the executive director of the AIA.
Is the AIA going to throttle him?
I don't know. Here's what I do know from listening to that interview. Because this now deals with, what do you do with the opposing coaches who took the information?
And may have used it. Some coaches say, I saw it. I reported it. I deleted it.
Here's what I got out of David Hines. I think what he's saying is that if you received an email from this guy Hager and you looked at it,
mm-hmm.
you need to, get this, investigate yourself and turn in a report to us.
Wait a minute. What?
That sounds to
me. Tattle on yourself?
Yeah, that sounds to me like, are districts going to investigate themselves and... Well, do they use the honor system? I mean, is that it?
Well, the district, like the principal or somebody could interview or investigate the coach. He's not saying, hey, if you use this, come forward because you need to unburden your soul. He's not saying that.
No, no.
Okay.
He's saying investigate yourself, report to us,
right.
The AIA, and then we'll give that to our board in October. I don't know. I think that there could – listen, if a coach took the information, an opposing coach,
which we know,
took the information,
yeah.
it's not below them to try and lie or scrub their email or what have you to weasel out of
this. But then they would get caught, though. By the district.
Well, they're investigating themselves. I don't like that they're investigating. Where's the third party to investigate them? Because if they're already...
I would think that would be the higher-ups in the district, right?
I'll investigate them. I have time on my hands. I can do it. Because I'll tell you right now...
You're not busy,
I'll throttle them.
Mm.
All right, that's big story one, talking about the disgraced, awful Mountain Point assistant coach.
Is this enough, though? Is taking his teaching certificate and putting him on the list in the state of Arizona enough? Because he could move to another state and start this crap all over again.
He could. You know what I would do? I would hire somebody to follow him around, and make sure that he's not allowed to teach at another school.
You're not busy. They could hire you.
I can do that, too. All right. Coming up in big story two on the Big 4 at 4, Arizona teen suicide has skyrocketed. Why? It's coming up.
The Big 4 at 4. Big Story 2.
More than 10 teens out of 100,000 nationally took their own life. In Arizona, the number is 13 of 100,000. Janice Huckabee, a doctor with Optum Population Health Management, says there are several factors behind the higher teen suicide numbers.
A feeling of social isolation, bullying in person or in cyberspace, drug use, difficulties at home with perhaps divorce.
The startling study... Arizona's teen suicide rate up 25% in the past 3 years.
That's staggering. I mean, just a staggering statistic. But this woman does say There are reasons for this. And the number one thing that stands out for me is isolation. As much as we have technology, as much as we have social media, as much as we're quote-unquote connected, teens, kids don't feel that connection. And I think that goes back to the parents. It goes back to the teachers. I'm not saying everybody's failing, but we've got to do a better job at reaching out. We've got to do a better job at making sure we see signs. We see kids who are struggling.
Yeah.
We've got to make sure that, and I hate to sound touchy-feely, they feel included, they feel valued, they feel wanted, so they don't go into this dark place of feeling isolated and all alone.
I think that one of the big problems, and you heard the list of what she was saying, the one thing that I think it is lack of God in people's lives. It seems that there are a lot of people out there that try so hard to keep God out of everything. And I think if these kids, you know, if they grow up in church, if they know that, you know, God loves them, they can always talk to him anytime, and they have someone who loves them unconditionally, it could give them hope. And what I see from society is a lack of God. And I think that these kids just don't feel loved. And, you know, I just think that if they know that there's one person out there that just loves them unconditionally like God does, they could have some faith, they could have some hope, and maybe it wouldn't be as dark a place. You're listening to The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story 3.
The Department of Justice has been involved in the decision to withhold that information from Congress. We do not know because we cannot get an answer to the question about whether the White House is also involved.
Okay, so what is that guy talking about?
This is weird.
It's really weird.
There's a whistleblower complaint that has been filed between the U.S. Intelligence Committee and the Congress involving the president's communication with a foreign leader, and it involves Trump interacting with a foreign leader and what they say is, quote, a promise.
Included a promise to this person.
That was regarded as so troubling, it prompted an official to say, I got to file a whistleblower complaint. This is not good. But other than that, we really don't. We don't know what foreign leader it is. We don't know what the promise is about. But again, this is a troubling sign that, you know, this could be an absolute nothing. This could be a hit job or you know, this could be something that doesn't make a lot of sense for the United States.
Yeah, or it could be, I don't know, he blurted something out. Now, what Trump said was, and I'll just kind of paraphrase it, why would I talk to a foreign leader and say something inappropriate? Oh, actually, I have the quote. Is anybody dumb enough to believe that I would say something inappropriate with a foreign leader?
Yes.
Of course we would think that.
Especially if she's female. Yes.
Well, no, I don't. Oh, geez, I don't think we're going there. I think where we're going is I don't think it's in a sexual nature. I think it's some type of promise.
I'm not saying it has to be sexual.
Okay.
I'm just saying around women.
Overboard.
He doesn't know how to act around people.
Well, I mean, could he say something inappropriate? Of course he could do that.
Absolutely.
Of course. But I have no idea what it is. And if you were to ask me now, do I think this will blow over or is it going to become a scandal? I think it's going to blow over. I just have a feeling it's not that big
a
deal.
Yeah, what would the promise be that somebody said, oh, I got to file a complaint. I promise to knock Kim Jong-un off.
I don't know.
I promise to,
know.
You know.
But the quote that said what he said was, it's so troubling. And I'm like, what did he do?
Yeah. And then he has the gall to say, who's stupid enough to believe that I'd say something inappropriate? Have you paid attention for the past 3 years, sir?
You're listening to The Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four. Big Story Four.
All right. There is a hoodie that is being sold, and it has the name of the schools where mass shootings have taken place.
Yeah, so one
says there are fake bullet holes in the hoodie. Why would a company make something like that?
So you've got one that says Sandy Hook, one that says Virginia Tech. You've got a number of different schools that you can buy or purchase this. Well, we thought, boy, what stupid person or what insensitive person is trying to make money off of a tragedy? And what the person, at least, this is what they're saying is, they've actually gotten positive feedback from people who lost loved ones and want it as a reminder to put out to people, hey, look, this is what happens in schools now.
It's like, I know this sounds a little insensitive, it's like a scoreboard.
Kind of, sort of, yeah. Or a physical reminder, yeah. Hey, don't forget Sandy Hook.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
That's it for the Big Four at Four.
The Big Four at Four with Mac and Gatos. Get the Big Four at Four delivered to your phone. Subscribe to the Mac and Gatos podcast on Google Music or the Apple Podcast app.